The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on Sunday 95. I think we'll have an interesting show. We really appreciate you tuning in. What we're going to do today is a segment of my Teeth Across America series. Today we'll be listening to an interview I did with a gentleman who delivers trucks across the country. He doesn't drive his own truck. He works for a company that delivers trucks from one point in the nation to another. So, but a very, very interesting guy, and I enjoyed my time with him, and so we'll be getting on to that later. Today's episode is episode 197, something that I'm very proud of. We are fast approaching our 200th episode. A very momentous occasion as far as I'm concerned, and we'll be announcing who my guest will be for that show here very soon. In the meantime, I'd like everyone to know that every show that I've ever done is available on podcast by going to www.dentallyspeaking.com, or you can go to iTunes and search either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. And all of the shows that I've done on Sunday 95 are available at sunday95.com. And those would be probably for the last year and a half or so, maybe a little more now. So I would say, let's go ahead and listen to this first Teeth Across America interview that I did, in this case with a gentleman who delivers over-the-road trucks from one part of the country to another. All right, so continuing my Teeth Across America series, I have met a gentleman named...
William Battle.
William Battle, B-A-T-T-L-E?
That's the one.
Okay. And William, what do you do for a living?
I'm a contract truck driver. I drive cross-country and deliver trucks.
Oh, you just deliver them?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's pretty neat. And so you never know where you're going to be in any given day?
I never know. I can literally wake up one morning and get an assignment to go, you know, clear across the country.
Wow. How long does it take to drive across the country, by the way?
5 days.
5 days, okay.
Pennsylvania to California.
Pennsylvania to California? Because you're based in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you're not from Pennsylvania, though.
No, I'm originally from New York.
New York City or New York State?
No, New York City, Queens.
You don't sound like you're from the Queens.
I know. I think once you have the New York accent, people tend to put you in a particular kind of a box, so I try to avoid that box.
How did you learn to speak without the accent, though? Did your parents not have the accent?
I'm from a southern family with some really serious religious roots, and so they emphasized that I speak a certain way.
Excellent. I think they did right by you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, now, as you know, it's a dental show, so I always have to ask some dental questions, and since you never know where you're going to be, that tells me that there's a chance that you kind of need to make sure your teeth are in good shape so that you don't have a dental emergency on the road.
Yeah, I would think it would be a good idea.
But you haven't been?
I'll be honest. I probably, and I'm a pretty big guy, scrappy guy. I'm originally from New York. I probably have some pretty poor dental habits. I can be honest about that. It's your show. And quite frankly, I'm one of those people who perhaps goes without, you know, going to see the dentist, knowing that I need to.
And is that because you're afraid or what?
Some of it is trepidation. I just don't like the needle in the mouth thing.
What's wrong with the needle in the mouth?
It's painful.
Okay, well, that's where I disagree. I think you're going to the wrong dentist.
you very well... Well, you're a dentist. You would know.
Yeah, because it really doesn't need to be painful.
Huh? Well, I must be seeing the wrong dentist, then.
Okay, well, since you travel across the country, next time you're coming through Columbus, you can I'll give you my card, and you can look us up.
Sounds like a great idea, doctor.
Because actually, this is a kind of a funny story. We had a couple women truck drivers. They drove as a pair, and they drove cross country like you. And I guess that means to me they can go to any dentist in the country, right?
It depends on your dental plan.
Well, that's true. But let's assume that that wasn't an issue. They would call us and say, hey, we're going to be coming through Columbus like the third week of September. You think you could open up on a Saturday? Because we're open some Saturdays, and they'd want to know if that could be one of them.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. Wow. Wow.
Have you ever been to the Iowa 80 truck stop?
I have been, yes.
Did you know they have a dentist there?
Yes, I did.
Dr. Tom Romer. I had him on the show about 2 years ago.
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Have you been to his office?
No. I'm afraid.
Because he puts needles in the mouth, right?
Yes. All dentists put needles in the mouth.
Okay. But that's because we want you to be comfortable.
Yes, but it's uncomfortable getting the needle.
Okay, let me tell you. What you should do is, first of all, have you ever tried the gas?
No, I've never tried the gas. In fact, I've never been offered the gas by any of the dentists I've seen. And I've had actually 4 root canals, and I've had at least 2 extractions, and never was offered the gas, no.
Okay, you're clearly going to the wrong dental offices then. I'm serious. There's no reason. Besides the gas, in addition to that, we also offer, and I'm not the only one, but out there is oral sedation, where we give a person tablets and kind of makes you in la-la land. So that would be good, right?
That sounds like a very good idea.
And then there's even better than that. There's intravenous sedation. If you're not afraid of needles in the arm, are you afraid of needles in the arm?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I do for those people. I do what I give you oral sedation first, so that you're in la-la land when I start the IV.
Oh, it sounds like a good idea, doctor. It does.
Yeah, it actually is. And so that way we can get you through all stages of your visit without you being having it be unpleasant.
That sounds really, really good. As I said, that's what keeps me from going to the dentist. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go outside and fight someone.
He looks like he can take me. Okay, now, when you are traveling, though, well, have you ever had a toothache in the middle of a trip?
As a matter of fact, I've had experiences where I've had toothaches or other problems while out on the road. In fact, yes.
So what did you do?
I'm a big advocate for the Listerine and hope it goes away approach because, like I said, I'm afraid of the needle in the mouth.
That is okay. So you would still avoid the dentist even when you're on the road?
I've actually had, you know, long term routes where I've been traveling for a good long period of time and did not go see the dentist. And I can be honest about it. You're a dentist. I'm pretty sure you probably see a lot of people like me. I'm one of those people who would likely not go to the dentist until there's some really severe pain.
Okay. Yeah. I can kind of tell from the 4 root canals.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because you waited till you had a really bad toothache to go.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately.
Right. See, maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but tooth decay itself doesn't hurt. You don't know you have a cavity. Your body doesn't give us that warning signal. It only tells us when we have a really deep cavity, one that is probably going to need a root canal or even worse, an extraction. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so if you think you're healthy because you don't have any soreness right now, you don't really know.
Wow.
I'm not trying to scare you, but that's why we take x-rays, because we don't know either until we look.
Sounds like I need to go and see a dentist.
Yeah, you really ought to. You really ought to go and get a set of x-rays. And I'm serious. If you want to do when you're in Columbus, just, let us know. The show's not typically about me and my office. It's about dental health, but this is clearly a case where you are so afraid and you're kind of paralyzed with fear to where you're not getting the care that you need and probably want, and I'm sure you deserve. And wouldn't it be nice to know that you really are healthy?
I think it would, absolutely, because I think I read somewhere that heart problems can be associated with dental problems.
Absolutely, you read correctly that if you have gum disease, you will get heart disease. There is a definite link. Didn't know that, huh?
I didn't know it was that serious.
Yeah, there was a study done, I believe it was in 1999, where what the researcher did is he asked the thoracic surgeons who were doing various surgeries for, say, aortic valves or blocked arteries, coronary arteries, and he said, well, you know, the plaques that you hear about, and he said, while you're there, would you please take a sample for me? And then he wanted to analyze them. And there is a bacteria that only grows in the mouth called gingivalis porphyromonas. And the researcher discovered that 99% of these atherosclerotic plaques had this bacteria in them, from the mouth, in their heart.
Wow.
He's making faces right now. It's radio.
Yes, it is radio, isn't it?
Looking for the camera. Which camera do I look to?
Okay.
No. But anyway, you get the picture. I mean, you already knew this, and now you know it's confirmed. So, yeah, you should really go, and if you want to be healthy as an individual, and you look like a pretty healthy guy, but you don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah, I think I'll definitely need to make a point to visit a dentist, and real soon.
Okay. You have a family?
Yes, sir, I do.
How many kids?
Four.
Oh, my goodness, four kids. A wife, I assume, too?
Yes, sir.
They have to come from somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
So how old are they?
My oldest is 15. My youngest is 7.
15, 13, 11, and 7?
It's 15, 11, 7, and 7 and 8.
7 and 8. Okay. Okay. Wow.
The two oopsie babies.
Yeah, exactly. He says, well, how'd that happen? How'd that happen again?
Really late. Really late.
Hey, do you have any questions you'd like to ask me? Because I know you don't go often enough, and this way it's free.
Well, you know, I've had four root canals, and I know that there are procedures. I've had four root canals and two extractions. I know that there are procedures whereby I can have the two that I've had extracted, two molars, just ahead of my wisdom teeth all the way in the back, that were extracted. What kind of procedures would you recommend to replace those? Because I'm finding that I'm chewing on one side, and thankfully, it's on one of the sides where I had the root canal, so it actually works out well. But I'm finding that, you know, as I grow older, I'm chewing all on the same side.
Well, the best thing would be an implant if you have enough bone, and you probably do because you have a good-sized jaw. An implant is an artificial root made out of titanium that is placed, allowed to sit there for 3 months, and then after it's healed, a crown or a cap is placed on top of that, and it basically gives you a tooth where you used to have one.
Okay.
That's the most expensive. Now, it's the very last tooth in the arch, right?
It is the second to last and third to last on the upper.
Okay. Now, upper, if it's second and third from the last, that means you have a back tooth. So that means you do have another alternative. And let me just say that if it's upper and it's been gone for a while, sometimes the sinus cavity will expand. It's called pneumatize, spelled like pneumonia. And because it's under pressure and there's no longer a tooth there, the sinus cavity can grow, and as it grows, it erodes away the bone from up above. So some people find they don't have room for implants unless they get a procedure that we do called a sinus lift, okay? So I'm going to tell you about the sinus, I mean, I'm telling you about the implants, but you might need a sinus lift. Somebody have to get an x-ray first to know. All right, the next thing would be a fixed bridge. Now, a bridge is like having a crown, and I'm assuming you have crowns on the root canal teeth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so picture a crown on either side of the space. A crown on the one in front, a crown on the one in back, with a fake one soldered in the middle.
Okay.
It's cemented over top. It's like a three-tooth bridge. It looks like three teeth, but it's cemented over two.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, and that used to be the state of the art?
And that is permanent.
Yes, cemented on.
I have to constantly take out, because I come from a southern family, and a lot of my family members have false teeth, and there's nothing worse than going into the bathroom and seeing, you've seen the cup. You know the cup with the cup with the fixident, you know, the soaking, and, you know, it's like, oh, my God, that's just awful.
Exactly. You don't want to be them someday, right?
I don't want to be those people.
Okay, well, then the next option I was about to tell you about would make you one of those people, so you probably want to avoid this one. And that's a removable partial denture that gives you a tooth in the space, and in fact, because you have both spaces on the top, you have one partial could replace both of the missing teeth, or all three if there's three. And it's cheaper, but it does come out at night. It is the cup, and it's something that, you know, kids tend to think of as granny or grandpa had, and you're too young for that. You look like you're in your, like, 30s or something.
I'll be 40 this October.
Okay, well, you're aging well, so you don't even look like you. I was still in the 30s, though, yeah. So, implant, fixed bridge, or removable partial?
All three sound like a better idea than, you know, trying to gum down some noodles or something.
You are absolutely right. Well, William, hey, it was really nice of you to take your time out of your day to talk to me. I really appreciate it. Maybe we'll cross paths again sometime.
Absolutely, Doctor. I travel in and out of the Columbus area quite frequently, so it's a good possibility.
Okay. And when we get out, when we're done with this interview, I will give you instructions on how you can access the podcast. Actually, you know what? I'll just tell you now, and it'll be over the air. If you want to listen to the podcast of your show, and if you give me an email address, I'll send you an email as a reminder. You can go to iTunes, search either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. You can go to dentallyspeaking.com. And you can also go to www.sunny95.com, which is the station that we're on. All right.
Thank you very much, Doctor. I appreciate you having me on.
And I appreciate your time. You take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunny 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you a denture wearer? Does your upper denture fit nice and snug, but your lower denture barely stays put? The longer a person wears dentures, the more the gums and bones shrink. Even after shrinkage, the upper denture can still have suction thanks to the palate. However, the lower ridge gets flatter and thinner with time, and since there was never any suction to begin with, lower dentures can become impossible to wear. Until now, that is. Now we can place mini implants in the lower arch and attach snaps to the underside of your own denture. Doing this will not only keep your denture in place, it will be so securely fastened that it might even take you two hands to get it out. How about that for a nice problem to have? Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking on this fine October day. I thought the interview with William was interesting, and in fact, I know for sure that there are several people out there just like him. Now, you know how we like to refer to this show as the subtitle being Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry But Were Too Numb to Ask? And basically, what I mean by that is people have these questions, that you just have questions in your mind about dentistry. What is it like? What does it need to be like? You know, why does this hurt? Why doesn't that hurt? And essentially, there is
I don't know if there's a name for it, but I believe there is a true phobia about going to the dentist, and I think that William is probably one of those folks, and I bet you are too. I really do. And hopefully what you've heard, or what you, you know, when you listen to that interview, is you realize that you don't need to be staying at home anymore. You don't need to fear dentistry. Now, granted, it does matter which dental office you go to. And definitely, if you are phobic, you need to seek out an office that will offer you not only laughing gas, but in many cases, the oral sedation, and in a lot of cases, IV sedation. So you can't just sit at home and not take care of your teeth. It just doesn't work that way. Just like I told William, just because you're not feeling anything doesn't mean that you don't have any problems. It's kind of sad, but think about, I remember when I was really young and I'd put my finger on the hot, like a hot plate, and it hurt like crazy. And of course, the minute I put my finger on there, I pulled my finger off, started to cry, and I went to my mom, and I mean, my mom came running because I was obviously in pain. And I remember as I was sobbing, asking her, why do we even have to have pain? You know, why is it there? And she said that it's there as a protective mechanism because it tells you, take your finger off the hot plate. And if we didn't have it, there would have been a lot more damage done, in this case, to my finger. Would have just, you know, the flesh would have just been burned off, maybe even the bone. All right, so I understood that. And I think that a lot of us feel like our bodies will protect us, will warn us when we are doing something wrong or when we're not doing something right, maybe is the way it ought to be worded. And in the case of dentistry, not so much. It really doesn't work that way. I mean, if you, wouldn't it be nice if you didn't have to go to the dentist until your tooth was tender? And when it was tender, you went in and we told you, oh, you have a little cavity here, let's fix it and you'll be fine. But it doesn't work that way. The body only warns us when the decay is so deep or so infected that you have pain. And that's when you need a root canal, or sometimes you need the tooth extracted. You've waited too long. So if you're staying at home because you're afraid, and believe me, I understand, I really, really do understand the dental phobic. I know that there are 40% of the population in the United States that don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. And I know that some of it is fear, some of it is embarrassment. People stay away because they're, first of all, afraid, and they don't want to admit that. I had a gentleman just the other day that was absolutely terrified. He'd been watching my infomercial for about a year, and ironically, on the same day, I had another gentleman who came as a new patient. He, too, was terrified, and he'd been watching my infomercials on television for 2 years. It took these gentlemen a year and 2 years to get up their nerve to come to my office. Now, why did they take so long? What was it that made them, you know, still be afraid and not come? Well, in the case of the first gentleman, he was a severe gagger. And you couldn't get close to him, you couldn't get within 2 feet of him, if you were a dentist at least, without him gagging. Literally, he would start to gag and have to reach over to the bowl and thought he was going to throw up. So you can imagine, over the years of him trying to obtain dental care, just how hard that was for him. Now, he was all apologetic, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so embarrassed, and we were telling him, no need to be sorry, no need to be embarrassed. The gag reflex is a reflex. It's the same thing that happens when you go to the doctor, you sit up on the table, and they take that little rubber mallet, and they whack you in the knee, and your leg goes forward, your foot goes forward. You can't stop that. You cannot help it. It's just a reflex. Now, I realize in the case of the mouth, it's a little bit different because people can put food in their mouth, they can put crackers, they eat, they can do all kinds of things, hold their pen in their mouth, and that doesn't gag them. So there is a little bit of mind over matter, but yet it's still a reflex. Now, let me just, you know what, I think I'm going to save the story about the other gentleman, the one who had taken 2 years to come to see me, until after the break.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavicko, let's go!
Yeah! Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavicko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavicko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right, using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavicko and Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's
262-9588. Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
All right, so welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. We only have a couple minutes left to go. Before I go on to the gentleman that took 2 years to get up the nerve to call me, let me just explain how we handled the gentleman that was a gagger. What I do, it's very simple. I numbed him. I numbed both sides of his tongue. I numbed both sides of his palate. And so he didn't even know he had the x-ray film in him. He didn't know my hands were in there. And he just did great, and he just couldn't believe it. So there's a way to handle somebody who gags. And if you're a gagger, and your dentist isn't willing to do that, because I know some people think I'm a little strange for doing that, you know what? Go ahead and give us a call. Our number is 262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. All right, and then the gentleman that took 2 years, a little bit about him. He's a big guy. I mean, he works for the at a youth prison. He's huge. And honestly, a lot of times the big guys, the big, strong, burly guys, they're the biggest babies when it comes to their dental care. They won't admit it. Of course, he did to me, and of course, he was very embarrassed because he's used to being this rock, you know, this big, strong guy that doesn't let anything bother him, and yet he is terrified of dentistry. Now, he has these terribly fitting partials. I don't even know how they stayed in his mouth. He's missing 3 front teeth. He's afraid to smile. He is in the public eye a good bit, and he's just been living with these old ill-fitting partials for, I think he said, 17 years. And he finally, after 2 years of watching my infomercials, and they're on Insight Channel 7, and I think on ONN, decided to give us a try. He gave us a call, and we made some impressions. We did x-rays. We did an exam. We took photographs of the inside of his mouth, all of his teeth, did an oral cancer screening. We took pictures of his face and smile, and we even, you know, with the models then, we're going to figure out what it's going to take to give him a beautiful smile. So he told me he's so glad he finally got up the nerve to come. He thanked me for making it comfortable for him and not berating him. And we can do the same for you.
So, you know what? Pick up the phone. You just never know. We can change your life. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunday 95. Be sure to tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 and every Sunday morning at 8:30 for another great show. Goodbye.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.